Class 4, Subject Science, Chapter 6, Topic, Food and Nutrition. Today we'll learn why we need food, what happens to the food we eat, and about some healthy eating habits. Food is our basic need. We need food to grow, for energy, to work and play. Food also protects us from illness and diseases. The components or substances which are necessary for our body are called nutrients. Nutrients present in the food help us to meet all these needs. There are 5 major nutrients. These are carbohydrates, fats, proteins, vitamins, and minerals. Proteins help in growth and development. They also repair damaged cells. They are known as body building food. Eggs, fish, meat, milk, pulses are rich sources of proteins. Carbohydrates. There are 2 types of carbohydrates, starch and sugar. These are the main energy-giving food. Carbohydrates are found in rice, wheat, sugar, and potatoes. Carbohydrates are needed more by people who do lot of physical work, like laborers and farmers. Fats. Fats like butter, ghee, oil, cheese, cream, rich in fats. They give more energy than carbohydrates and keep the body warm. Minerals. Iron, calcium, phosphorus, iodine and salts are some minerals needed by our body. Though we need them in small amounts, yet they are needed for healthy bones, teeth and skin. We get them from vegetables, milk, fruits and cereals. Vitamins. Like minerals, vitamins are also needed in small quantity. We need them for healthy skin, strong bones and good eyesight. They give us energy and save us from infections. They also heal our wounds. Vitamin D is made by skin in sunlight. So sunlight is a natural source of vitamin D. Besides vitamin D, we have vitamins A, B, C, E and K. We get them from fresh fruits and vegetables. Minerals and vitamins keep our body free from diseases. That is why they are called protective food. We must eat a balanced diet which has all the nutrients in right amount. Now, what happens to the food we eat? The food that we eat contains complex nutrients. These nutrients have to be broken into simpler forms to be absorbed into blood. Therefore, digestion is a process by which complex food substances change into simple soluble forms in the presence of enzymes. As we put food in the mouth, our teeth tear and grind the food into a paste. A liquid in the mouth called saliva is secreted by glands in and around mouth. Tongue helps to mix this liquid or juice with the food. Now the food becomes soft and digestion of proteins begin. From mouth, a food pipe takes food to stomach. The food stays in stomach for several hours. Stomach is a muscular bag. It releases digestive juices and an acid. Stomach muscles help to churn the food and mix it with the juices. Food breaks down into still smaller particles and the acid kills germs called bacteria and digests proteins. From stomach, food passes to small intestine, a long, narrow tube.